Hi, I'm Dwayne Morrison. I'm doing an acting senior sergeant role in East Gippsland, being the traffic advisor, currently based at Bairnsdale. In early May this year, my wife and I were driving down a dirt road in Forge Creek and happened to come across a wallaby that had been struck by a car. And we noticed on the dirt road there was a young Joey, and that happened to be Ralphie.
A new recruit has literally hopped into the Bairnsdale Police Station in East Gippsland in Victoria. He's a little orphan swamp wallaby named Ralphie. Hello, I'm Rachel Lucas. Highway Patrol Officer Sergeant Dwayne Morrison and his wife have become Ralphie's full-time carers since finding him on the side of the road. He's made himself right at home over the past few months, playing alongside the family's dogs, cats and chooks. Ralphie is also a regular visitor to the police station, even going out on highway patrol.
Hey, buddy. Good boy. Munching away.
Yeah, that's nice. Ralphie's certainly come a long way after a very shaky start.
He was thrown out of mum's pouch and he was at an age where he didn't have much fur. It was like a velvet coating on him. And he was unable to move, couldn't hop or walk. And just fortunate we came across him and picked him up and subsequently have been caring for him ever since. He was physically the size of my palm and he weighed around about 600 grams at that stage. So off to the vet we go just to make sure he was okay, and with all good intentions that we'd possibly rehouse him with one of the wildlife carers in our area. And as it turned out, the wildlife carers down here are inundated with animals that have been injured. And subsequently, we took him on to raise him to an age where he would be able to be released again back in the wild.
Tell me about what's involved in looking after Ralphie. I guess he's a bit like a child.
Yeah, you're spot on. Like, our kids are all adults now, so it was back to square one again. And like, he was bottle fed every 3 hours with a concoction of formula, which is similar to baby feed, with powder and water. So that's extended out to 6 hourly feeds now, bottle, and he eats other bits and pieces apart from his normal intake of his bottle. He's got a soft spot for bananas. He loves banana skin and he'll eat mandarins, and he obviously is munching on some gum branches at the moment. Not necessarily gum leaves, but yeah, his diet's widened as we speak. He loves coconut oil as well.
There you go, mate. Play with you. Hey, Teddy.
And how do people respond to him in the office? Is it, I guess he's quite a presence in a way.
Yeah, that he is. He's very well liked amongst all the police members up here. So they're having a bit of a down day, they'll come up and have a cuddle. And yeah, Ralphie does his thing and bounces around. And yeah, he's friendly enough. So.
And you said you took him out in the police car. I'm just getting this picture of Skippy out on the beach. How does that work? Does he sit still in the? Has he got a? How do you keep him in the car without bouncing around?
Yeah, well, he stays in his pouch. We just put the seatbelt through his pouch, acts like a harness, and he's quite content just sitting there and has a look out.
Hey, mate. What do you reckon? You're good.
So, what are you going to do when Ralphie becomes a teenager? How big will he actually grow?
Yeah, well, at this stage, he's only around about, weight-wise, he's probably 3.5 kilos, probably 3.8. He was weighed about a week ago, and he's about 3.6 kilos. And he'll grow to around about 20 kilos when he's fully matured. And, yeah, he'll be bouncing off and into the yonder, chasing girlies, I suppose. That's what they do.
Right, so how long do you think you'll keep him with you then, in your home?
He'll be with us probably up until he's around about 16, 18 months old, and just generally he goes out with us now walking in the wild as such, and he's getting familiar with that. He was down the beach yesterday with us. He's getting a feel for different environments. We've got 3 dogs at home and a couple of cats as well, and he mingles with those. He'll be curled up in front of the fire as well. And if not, he's bouncing around the house and jumps on your bed. He's a million miles an hour nowadays. He's very active. So fortunately, at the moment, he's just sitting there, he's munching on some gum branches. But he's a humorous little thing, very affectionate.